Hello, this is Major Williamson.
Major Williamson, you're so kind to do this for us. Thank you.
No problem.
Are you still at Balad? Is it pronounced Balad?
Balad, correct.
All right. This is not live. I'm going to run this interview Monday morning, but I'm going to read a little intro to it before I start the interview. So it's going to sound like it's live, but it's not.
Okay.
Great. Here we go.
Okay.
Hundreds of Iowa National Guard and Reserve soldiers are spending the holidays far from home in Iraq and Afghanistan. One of them is Major Laurel Williamson of Des Moines. She's been on her first overseas deployment in Iraq since April and will return to Iowa in April 2011. We've reached her by phone at Balad Air Base north of Baghdad. Good morning, Major.
Good morning.
How hard is it to be so far from family and friends during this time of year?
That's probably the most difficult part of being here, is not having my children and my husband here. But I have a second family here, so you find ways to enjoy their company and celebrate with them and know that everybody misses their families the same, and you just bond together and do the best you can.
How do the soldiers with your unit plan to celebrate the holidays?
Well, we have lots of functions. We'll have the unit Christmas party, of course. All the sections are decorating their locations, their small office space, trying to bring as much of the Christmas spirit as we can. And there are religious services on post. And we just, you know, try to spend as much time as we can doing our mission and doing the things that we enjoy with each other.
How do you stay connected with the people back home during a deployment like this?
Luckily, at this location, we have good communications. We have a chance that we can communicate by Internet or even by Skype. We can actually video conference, basically. And I get to talk to my husband a couple of times a week, if I'm lucky, and I get to talk to my children by phone. So it's really not that bad. I can't imagine having been in World War II and only having letters.
Describe for us your job within the unit.
I am the Casualty Operations Officer in the G1 section, which is the Human Resources section, and basically my job is to monitor any kind of casualties that's from our unit or our subordinate units and make sure that they are tracked through theater to the health care that they need and out of theater and then back home if they need to go there.
Have there been many casualties with the 103rd?
There have been some. Most of our casualties have been, I hate to say minor, but not fatalities. We've had some casualties that we've managed to deal with, but, you know, we've done as much as we can with the safety and things to keep from having, you know, additional casualties, but there are always going to be casualties in war.
As the U.S. winds down its mission in Iraq, what's the current situation?
It's quiet, usually. We still have some incidents now and then, and there are still problems with roadside bombs and vehicle-borne IEDs and things like that. There are incidents on a daily basis, but we continue to do our mission and plug along with what we're required to do here.
Has the situation improved or changed much since you arrived in April?
The situation has been pretty steady since we arrived in April. We go through periods depending on what's going on in the country and what's going on, you know, in the region. But it's been pretty stable since we arrived.
What roles are Iowa soldiers playing in the gradual withdrawal of troops from Iraq?
There are Iowa soldiers doing a lot of different missions here. I know we are doing a mostly logistics mission. We are doing sustainment, getting the soldiers the supplies they need to do their jobs. But I know that there are National Guard soldiers and other reserve units in the region doing just as important missions.
Can you say how this assignment overseas has changed you?
It's made me appreciate my family and being able to be close to my family. It's also made me realize what sacrifices soldiers before me have made. And it's really been an eye-opening experience that, you know, I see what's going on now, and I know how bad it was, you know, years before, and it really has showed me how much we've accomplished over here since we've been here, and I'm just really proud of what we've done.
What will you remember most about it after you return to Des Moines?
Probably the heat. When it's hot here, it's really, really hot here. And I thought Iowa summers were hot, but they have nothing on Iraq in the summertime.
What message would you like to leave for the people who will hear this interview?
I just really want to thank my husband and my family for supporting me and the communities around Iowa. We have had so much support from local churches and veterans group and schools and all kinds of community organizations that we've received cards and letters and boxes and just so many things that make us know that the people at home really appreciate what we've done and what we are doing. And I can't thank them enough. That really makes this easier to bear.
Major Laurel Williamson from Des Moines is with the U.S. Army Reserve in Iraq. Thanks for speaking with us, and have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Major, that was great. That was perfect. You were very kind to do this for us, and good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.